When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Dude, Could You Imagine? The show that asks what if and explores the hypothetical and absurd. I'm your host, Fritz Frivolous. Now let's meet our contestants and explain the rules for our audience. The rules are simple. Our two contestants, Will and Tom, will place these neural transmitters on their heads, and then they will be placed into a deep coma-like state. From this point, I will ask them a question or give them a scenario to which they must answer, all while the neural transmitters give us a glimpse into what they are imagining. So, Will and Todd, are you ready? As ready as I'll ever be.
Indeed.
Well, you heard him, folks. Let's get ready to play Dude, Could You Imagine? And the question is, if you were teleported to random coordinates anywhere on Earth, could you survive getting home? Okay, Will.
Okay, Tom.
You heard the question.
Oh, yeah, I did. I forgot this is a new season. We do things differently.
But before we're doing any of that, I just want to say, welcome back, everybody. This is Tom Lee Case.
And this is William Alexander Stark.
I'm glad to be back. Well, I know we had a little snafu on recording, so we weren't able to have our premiere when we wanted it.
Yeah, for those of you who might not know, I'm working on a Kickstarter book. It's taken over my life. And it's been difficult to schedule things, but I'm almost done with getting the Kickstarter launched, and time is coming back to me.
And Will's blood pressure will be lowered by that point.
We'll see. If I don't die first. I don't die first.
So as we said, this is season 3. We're going to try to do things a little bit differently here. We are going back to the one episode format. We're going to air every Monday.
We are.
Every episode is going, we're going to try to do a different take. Every episode is going to be, I guess, a little more of a game fashion.
Right? Yeah, we're getting experimental over here. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
And I think the theme of this season is definitely games, if you will.
Yeah, games.
And so, excuse me. It will still very much be in the nature of, you could imagine, of hypothetical situations, especially the absurd ones. But we're gonna gamify this in different ways, and we've thought of a few. I'm sure we're gonna think of a few more games. Today's game, I believe we've agreed on the title, is going to be called Coordinate Quandary.
Yeah, this one, and I'm really excited to play this one. To be honest, I feel like it's just, I don't know, it's just gonna be fun. But
yeah,
I'm excited. Yeah, the thing about it is like. So this one's going to have, like, not quite Dungeons & Dragons, but it's a D&D-esque style.
So some of these games, this one included, there's going to be a little bit of, what do you do? How do we determine whether you succeed or not? And with my experience of Dungeons & Dragons, we've created two D&D-esque sheets for our characters, which are ourselves.
Yeah.
We'll actually read off the stats here in a minute. So we each have a sheet in front of us that represents ourselves. And as we go through these situations, the other person will quote unquote game master the situation and kind of decide what happens and explain the scenarios as we move forward. But we should probably start by explaining what the game Coordinate Quandary is.
Yes.
So, the way this game is going to be played is we will each be putting the other at a random coordinate on this planet. they have no control over what this is. The person who is doing the asking does, but the person being asked does not. And the person being asked has no idea where they are. And we are also going to roll a die to determine at what time of day or like what point in your life that you get teleported to this random coordinate. And we're just going to see what happens. Like, how well are we going to survive in a lot of these different scenarios?
Yeah.
Spoiler, probably not at all. We're probably going to die in most of these. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Also, I just want to put it out there. I am in no way, shape, or form versed in the games of D&D or its ways. So I may not have a lot of, like, you know, knowledge of what to do or how to do it. So Will's going to have to help me out there. But, you know, all that's going to be gone with the magic of editing. So indeed, you guys probably won't hear all my questions and, you know, looking up
and things. And Google searches.
Yeah.
Mine as well. Okay, well, I'm going first, right? In that, like, you are putting me in a terrible situation first, right?
Yes, I will be, I guess, DMing your adventure to see if indeed, you could survive your way home from these random coordinates.
So before we do that, let me read off what's going on with this character sheet. So my name is William Stark, and I am a level one human. According to D&D rules, my armor class, which is like my defense, if you will, my physical defense, is a 9. I have a 9 armor class. And that's because I don't have any armor in my day-to-day life. Right. So, by the way, the AC would change if I, like, find armor of some sort.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm very clumsy, so I gave myself an 8 in dexterity, which actually lowers my armor even more. to go over my ability scores, me and Tom discussed these at length, so I tried to be as unbiased as possible. I've given myself a 13 in strength, an 8 in dexterity, a 10 in constitution, a 15 in intelligence, a 12 in wisdom, and a 13 in charisma. This translates to a bunch of different things. If you're not familiar with D&D, I'm not going to get into the details, but as things come up, I can explain them. I have a measly hit point score of 6, which means, like, if something does damage to me and you think that, like, a D6 is a worthy die for that damage, and it rolls a 6, it means that I fall unconscious.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. It's a super simplified sheet. It's just supposed to be a rough estimation of, like, how of our abilities.
Yeah.
So that's all I got.
And, you know, if anyone wants to play along, I am going to read off the coordinates. So if you go to, like, I don't know, if you use Google Maps or something like that, or you go to random.org, which is what we're using to generate the random coordinates, you can see where I'm teleporting Will. And, you know, maybe you can see what you might do along the way if they differ from Will's choices. So, I guess first, Will, you're going to have to roll to see
when this happens. Okay, so give me a D10. I believe you have them over there. We have actual physical dice here, guys.
This one's a
D10. Oh, my goodness. You need to learn the ways of D10. That's a D12. D10 is right next to it. Nope. Yes. There we go. That is a D10. Okay. All right, here we go. Rolling my D10 right now. I rolled a 1.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, no. I'm in bed. I'm in bed asleep. Oh, no. God.
Okay, so first we have to, we do have to determine. Okay, when you sleep, are you in the nude, Will?
I'm not. I do not sleep in the nude. Mm-hmm. I sleep usually in, like, a pair of, like, shorts, basketball shorts usually, mm-hmm, a t-shirt.
Do you wear socks to bed?
I do not wear socks to bed.
Okay, I was going to have to ask you if you're a serial killer or not.
I never have, like, a body pillow for like, back support. Okay. I usually have my glasses and my phone on the bed right next to me.
Okay, so just to let everyone know.
Which is coming in handy. I know that's weird, but that is how I sleep.
Yeah.
The phone and my glasses are on the bed next to me.
Okay. On the bed itself.
I'm realizing.
I'm going to trust you
I'm like realizing how important that is because I know the bed's coming with me.
So the audience doesn't know this yet, but so what actually happens is, depending on where and what we're doing at the time, certain things around us or on us or with us will be able to be teleported with us to these random coordinates, minus any living being.
Right.
So, like, no animals or no humans or anything like that can come along with you.
Yeah.
So in this case, this is what happens.
Okay.
William is dead asleep, right? Dreaming of his new Kickstarter, right? Having nightmares that nothing is getting done.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
nothing is right and it's all ruined.
All of a sudden, poof, the bed.
Uh-huh.
The blankets,
uh-huh,
the pillows.
I don't sleep with blankets.
Oh, okay. So but the bed, the pillow, and your phone and your glasses?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God.
Along with what you're wearing. Poof. Yeah. All of a sudden.
Oh, no.
You are awakened. Well, you know what? I don't know. How heavy of a sleeper are you? I'm assuming that the poof, you're not like, it's not like poof and then like you're 5 feet above the air and then you drop onto the ground. No, it's like you're literally already there. So I don't think you would feel it. Michelle would. I think Michelle would fall off because the bed's gone. Yes, and she'd be very pissed.
Okay. So, I mean, if no movement is made, I probably maybe I don't wake up right away. I do sleep pretty deep.
Okay, let's say this. Since you say you're a deep sleeper, there is a little movement with the teleportation, but I don't think you would wake up.
Well, here's the thing is, you know me, I work nights, so like I sleep during the day. So you know what, like – my family might not even know I'm gone yet because, you know, they're, you know, being normal people who are awake during the day and they're just going to come into the room later and find that the bed's gone.
Oh, and I am too. That is true. Okay. So they wouldn't know. Oh, so it is daytime. Do you think you feel like you wake up when there's light in the room?
Yeah. I think if sunlight's hitting me, I'm going to probably wake up within 5 minutes.
Should
we
roll to see if you, wake up right away or not?
We can, I can do a perception check if you want.
Okay. So right.
Give me the D20. I'll be rolling that a lot if you're going to be making me roll. So here's the D20. I critical failed.
Okay. So you do not wake up right
away. I rolled a fucking one. What the shit?
So not only do you not wake up, you are asleep forever.
No, yeah. So I sleep my full eight. So normally I wake up by myself at around 11:30, 12 noon.
Noon,
I wake up.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay, Will, I'm gonna have to have you take at least a point of damage.
Wait, what? Why?
For where you're at.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Because if I'm taking damage, then I would wake up.
Well,
you're gonna have to explain to me why.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe
a point of damage.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to
one sixth of my life.
Let me think. Oh yeah, that is true. Let me half a damage. Let me think because where you are at. Uh-huh. I mean, you are going to be
in the sun.
In the sun.
Okay.
For that many hours.
So
right now in this weather, I would think you would get badly sunburned.
Okay. So I think what would happen here is like, how long do you think before I become discomforted? Cause then I would wake up.
Yeah. You know what though? No, let's say you woke up after a couple hours.
Okay.
It's hot. It is hot, but I'm looking at the exact area and I think you might have some shade.
Okay.
So you wake up.
I wake up. What do number one, I'm freaking out. But number two, what do I see around me?
So you see.
What do I see?
In all directions.
Uh-huh.
A lot of trees and shrubbery.
Okay. Uh-huh. I'm like, what the fuck? I think I'm dreaming. I'm like going through scenarios in my head of like, yeah, did someone kidnap me? What's going on? Like, okay, what kind of trees?
You see what seems to be. I'm going to say more of a tropical style trees.
So I'm surrounded by palm trees?
Some are palm trees.
Okay. All right.
It's a lot of grassland. Okay. Okay. It's a lot of grassland.
A lot of trees, a lot of grassland. Yeah, I'm in the wild out here. How hot is it? Is it hot?
It is hot. I'm going to say it's probably, and I don't know for sure. I don't live in this area, but I'm just assuming through movies that this place is probably either as hot as we are here or a little bit hotter.
Okay, so it's fucking hot outside. Hot. Well, I'm immediately going to look for my glasses because I'm blind without them, right? And I think I'll find my glasses in my phone. Thank God.
Because you're on the mattress.
Yes. Okay, so I'm freaking out. Like, I'm shaking. I look at my phone and I'm like, I usually fall asleep with my phone at like 60% and I usually wake up with it at 20%.
Okay.
So I look at my phone and I don't know where I am, but I do have Verizon. I don't know if I get global reception. I don't know how that works.
Okay. See, and this is what I was going to say. This could be very simple if maybe. This is why I was like, "Oh, you got very lucky with the phone." We're gonna have to make the decision that I based off of how I know cell phones usually work, I would say you probably don't have reception here. But in all honesty, you could.
Does 911 work though? Does 911 work like emergency services?
No, you would not be able to call 911 here.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, but emergency services usually like punch through like. Other factors, right?
Okay.
Yeah, like even if my phone doesn't have like – if I have no service, I'm pretty sure I can still call 911 on the phone.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
If that is though
– But I don't know if that's worldwide. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like I don't know if you're not in the country, I don't think it'll connect through the cell towers, right? I don't think it'll connect you to the correct emergency services line. Like if you're in Europe with your own cell phone, I don't think you can't call 911. They don't do 911.
Hold on. 911 abroad, travel.gov.
Oh, okay.
If you're in an emergency situation abroad, you'll need to know how to contact the police, an ambulance, even a fire. Not every county uses 911 as its emergency contact number as we do in the United States. Okay, so this is probably not going to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't – yeah. Now,
and do I have network connection? Is it just a no? I don't know how this shit works.
That, you know what? That's what I'm thinking too. I want to say, like, in the area that you're, oh, I forgot to tell everyone. I'm sorry, everyone. The coordinates are latitude -8.31824 and longitude -70.10727.
Every major cell phone company has some sort of international roaming option. These range from excellent to extortionate and are your easiest, so not often best option. So should I look up, because I have Verizon,
mm-hmm.
Should I look up their roaming, their international roaming?
Yeah, let's see.
Verizon? We're going to learn a lot. Learn a lot about how the world works.
If anything
on this show.
Of the show, William, it's an educational one.
Yeah, absolutely. Roaming.
Because now everyone who's listening has the advantage if they ever get transported to a random coordinate on Earth.
All right. So I'm on the Verizon website right now. See, they have an international monthly plan, but that's not what I'm looking for.
So you're
okay. No. If you don't choose an international plan, you'll pay per minute, per text, per MB of data as you go. Obviously, I'm fucking don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'll pay whatever. Yeah. Like, okay. So I think I can get a connection.
Okay.
I think I can get a connection.
In that case, I think I know where you're going. You're going to probably look up your coordinates, right? Like, you can look up where you are, right, by using Google Maps.
Honestly, not yet.
Okay.
Because I think my first thought was, like, I got to call Michelle.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, babe, what happened? And then she's going to go upstairs and I'm gone. She's like, what the fuck?
Can we roll, like, what would we roll to see if you're successful at calling her and she answers?
Well, that's luck. So it's really luck, just okay. Your, like, whether she answers or not isn't really that important because mm-hmm. She can't really help me right now.
Yeah, that's true.
She's gonna be like,
she's
going to be like, check your phone's coordinates. I'll be like, oh yeah, okay, babe, that's okay. Good idea. So, okay, I'm going to check my coordinates. What does the phone tell me I am?
Okay. So obviously if the phones would tell you that same coordinates, it's going to say that you're in, it's called Fiejo, State of Acre, Brazil.
I'm in Brazil. Okay. Mm-hmm. They speak Portuguese here. Okay, how close am I to a major city like Rio?
You are...
Oh, thank God I have my phone. I can use Google Translate to get my way through here. Ooh, I actually know a couple of people in Brazil. Oh, my God.
You actually know people in Brazil?
Well, I just hired some artists in Brazil, so I don't really know them, but I've had, like, long conversations with them. Okay, I could reach out and be like, I'm stuck. Please help me.
You are... Wow.
But Brazil's a big country, so God
it
knows
is. It is. You look around,
mm-hmm.
And yes. To your west, you see that there – or no, you probably couldn't see it. But you might be able to hear depending on
how
many cars –
I can look on my phone how far –
Oh, that's
yeah.
Right. I thought you have a phone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you're not that far. I'm going to say roughly maybe 5 miles or so.
Oh, thank
away
God.
Away from a major – looks like a highway, 364.
Okay. But okay, that's great to know. Uh-huh. But how close is the nearest major city? Obviously, Rio's the one that I know the most, Rio de Janeiro. But
as far as what's considered a major city of uh-huh. where you're at right now, uh-huh. I don't know. But you are next to, like a place called Sao. I don't know how they would pronounce it. There's Sao Luis.
Is that a city?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you spell it?
S A O L U I S. Actually, you're more closer to Sao Joao. Again, I don't know.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second.
There is something called Boa Vista, but it looks like this is the grassland area.
I am looking for embassies and consulates.
Oh, you know what? If you looked up Fiejo,
uh-huh.
That's a major city, but you're probably a good... Wow, that's a good probably what? I would have to, I'm guesstimating here, 25 miles away?
Okay.
I don't really know.
I could get there in a day probably. Hold on. Mm-hmm.
Especially since you're barefoot.
There are six embassies and or consulates in Brazil for America, mm-hmm. for the U.S. What were some of the nearest cities that you saw?
Santana, Sao Joao. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Sao Luis, Fiejo. Fiejo, when I zoom in, looks like a bigger city than these other Sao Luis or Sao Joao. Do they pronounce the J? I don't remember.
I don't speak Portuguese.
I know, neither do I.
So, Sao Paulo? No?
Sao.
I think it's the Sao.
Sao Luis is the only Sao. Sao Luis and Sao João.
So, Rio de Janeiro, Chacara, Santo Antonio, Recife, it looks like, or Boa Vista? Boa Vista. None of these. None of these are showing up.
Oh, Boa Vista? Oh, yes.
Fucking Christ. Okay, there's a U.S. consulate in Boa Vista.
There is?
There is. How Dude, close is I'm Boa like Vista?
Zooming in on Boa Vista, you're right. You're very close to Boa Vista.
I think this is... Let's see. I can't read these addresses, man.
Dude, I know. Same here. I'm having trouble. Like, I think I would be in trouble here. But yeah, with the phone, maybe you could survive.
Is it near the coast?
You are... I mean, yeah, compared to the rest of the country.
Am I in the middle of the Amazon?
You are actually kind of, it says you are next to the state of Amazonas. So you are kind of like more inland, but uh-huh. but compared to the rest of where everything's at, you are slightly closer to Peru and Lima, like, than you are, you know, compared to the rest of the...
Okay, I'm closer to Peru?
Compared to the rest of, like, everywhere else, yeah.
So I'm actually far away from the coast to Brazil, then.
For on foot, yes, you're far away. But I'm not understanding exactly how far or close you're talking here. Are you trying to say, like, where you can travel to? I don't think you could travel on foot.
Okay, then I'm nowhere near this consulate. Then I'm nowhere near this consulate, and I'm reading these addresses wrong.
See, here's the problem. You want to come here just real quick? I can show you something.
Sure. I'm crossing the line to the other side of the DM wall, guys.
First time that this has ever happened on our show. Look, see Boa Vista. See, this is the coordinate. Uh-huh. That's Boa Vista.
No, that's okay. That's a region.
Oh, okay. That's
Can you zoom out for me?
All right. I'm fucked because, yeah, I'm okay. So my problem is I don't have money.
Okay, this is what mm-hmm. I thought you would yeah. try to do, and I'm going to suggest this. Okay.
Well, hold on. I had an idea, but go ahead. Okay,
no, you have an idea. Let's do it through the way you want
to. All right, so I can probably I'm trying to think here. I'm going to this is going to sound weird. I'm going to contact the artist that I've been talking to for the last month and a half.
Okay.
And explain to him that I'm actually in Brazil. Okay. And I need to get home.
Okay, let me hear how do you say this? Because, like,
I'm not going to use names, but I'm going to message him.
I just mean, like...
And I'm just going to say, hey, it's so-and-so from the Kickstarter. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I've woken up and I'm in Brazil, and I'll tell him exactly where I am. I need to get home. If I send you money...
Uh-huh.
The way I've been sending you money, do you think you could meet me and put me on a plane? I'll even pay you for your time.
And where are you going to meet him at?
That's the thing, is I don't know where he actually lives. So, but theoretically, if it's within the country, like, mm-hmm. I'm going to try and find a way there. So, I mean, I can roll to
see. I was going
to
say, you should roll to see if what's that? A persuasion check or whatever.
Oh yeah, I could do that. But I thought we were going to roll to randomly see where he lives.
Oh, I was just going to say to see if he would even do that. Like,
okay,
see
persuasion. If, you know what I mean? Okay, persuasion. Yeah. No problem. My persuasion is a +1. Not great.
Okay.
So
now I have to figure out if. Okay, I think I know this. Okay.
I rolled a 10, which is what you consider like. Medium, okay. Like average.
So he says, well, I want to help you out, but why? Why are you here? Why are you there?
I will literally take a picture of my bed and myself waving and like, oh, fucking, I don't have a pen. But like, let's see, what do I have? Glasses? All I have is my phone. But I take a picture of myself and the thing. And I will just be literally, I woke up here. There's a fucking mattress in the middle of the goddamn Amazon.
I'm sorry. I just pictured you're taking the most survivalist sales selfie that you could ever take because your survival depends on this. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll again and see if that persuades him to help.
Okay. So in D&D, there's a mechanic called advantage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do I get advantage on this? So I roll twice and I keep the higher result. Yeah. So, I rolled a 19. I just want to see if I crit. Oh, I rolled well. I rolled a 19 and a 17 total.
Okay, so he says, good. Yeah. So he says, okay, you send me the money. You have to send him, like, every gas money, whatever.
Yeah, I'll literally send him whatever, however much money he needs for this whole thing.
But...
Because here's the thing, like, the thing that I pay him through when he does art for me, it converts American dollars, too.
Yeah.
To Brazilian dollars.
Okay. So now let's roll to see how far away he lives to determine how long.
So this is
long...
a luck roll, right? So, yeah. So what's your gauge here? It's like a 1, he's like on the opposite side of the country. A 20, he's actually in the closest metropolis.
So we're gonna do it this way. So, if you roll a 5 or below, he is 3 days away.
Okay.
If you roll...
That's generous.
If you roll a 5 to 10, he is a day away. If you roll 10 to 15, right, he's 8 hours away. And if you roll 15
on
to
foot,
20...
8 hours away. On foot. 8 hours away. Or 8 hours away driving
just
to me.
Travel time.
Okay,
total.
Driving to me. Okay.
Yeah, driving to you. And if you roll 15 to 20, it's 2 hours.
Okay.
Today's show is brought to you by Snooze Away Mattresses. Teleport to the realm of dreams with the Snooze Away Mattress. All Snooze Away Mattresses are made with their patented super sleep technology that'll have you sleeping no matter where you find yourself, as long as it's on a Snooze Away Mattress. We are also sponsored by Patreon. Looking to become more than just a patron? Become a Patreon member at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine and show your support. And finally, Apple Podcasts. Take a bite into the apple and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Now, let's get back to some more Dude Could You Imagine?
Can you see the die?
Oh, no, I can't.
Oh, I was hoping to see your reaction. Fucking rolled a 4.
My God,
oh,
he's
no.
3 days away.
He's 3 days driving. He's not going to come. He's not going to come. Oh, no. Okay.
No, well, maybe. He says he'll help you. He says he'll help you.
3 days? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, how am I going to survive for 3 days?
So that's what we're going to have to discuss.
So he agrees. He's I'm coming to your coordinates. So...
Are there like survivor stats for you? Like how well you survive in these, you know, like.
Yeah, there's a survival check for me trying to forage for food and shit.
Okay, let's do that because you need, for 3 days, you're definitely going to need water for sure. Food?
Problem is my phone isn't going to last. No. So like, I need to come up with a game plan with this guy.
Fast.
I'm going to tell him, fuck, dude.
To meet you at a certain
3 days?
Mm-hmm.
3 days. I don't know.
That there's a major 364 here. If you tell them at least to meet you.
Okay. Where is the nearest, like, people live here? The nearest.
The nearest? Mm-hmm. It looks like if you want to, probably Santana.
How far is that?
I don't know.
And is it like a town?
No, never mind. No.
Okay. Jesus.
Nope. Santana is not. Okay, it looks like there's little houses and stuff at Sao Jao. I don't even know what that is. It doesn't even look like
town. How do you spell the second word? This is killing me.
J-O-A-O.
Joao.
It has the line on top of the A.
Hoao. I don't know. I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Okay. And how far is it?
I would say from here, 7, I don't know. I don't know, just like 7 to 10 miles.
Maybe. Okay, so it'll take me a couple hours to get there. And it looks like a town or a city?
It looks like some kind of, there are structures there. It doesn't look, maybe they might be houses. It could be like some kind of farm. But there's not others around it. That's the thing.
If it's named, it has to be like something. It can't just be like a farm.
Yeah, it says it's called Chacara 5. And then Estrellas is next to it.
Uh-huh.
You're more than welcome to. Wait, did I give you the coordinates so you could pop it in and look at
it? Let me pop it in.
So if you have your phone, technically you would, you know.
Give me the coordinates.
So negative 8.31824.
8.3 what?
1824.
1824.
And negative 70.
Hold on, negative 70.
0.10727.
10727. The first one was negative 8.3, right?
Negative 8.31824.
Okay, yeah, that. Oh, wow, it really put me close to Peru. Like, I'm very close to Peru. You weren't kidding.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you're.
I am in the fucking rainforest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I probably never had cell service if I was in the fucking rainforest.
This picture right here that it shows me though on Google Maps of like areas around, it looks like more grassland than forest. But I'm assuming there's probably forest there too.
Hold on. How do I pull this up on Google Maps? Because mine
actually gives me a button right next to pick random coordinates, and it says show with Google Maps satellite view.
Yeah, but I can't enter the coordinates on random.org. I had to enter them on a different site.
Mm.
But
can't you enter them on Google Maps?
I mean, I can try. Oh, wow, it's beautiful.
I know, right?
They literally have a street view. I'm pulling it up. Wow, it is gorgeous, and it is fully unincorporated fucking territory. Mm-hmm.
Do you see Sayo-Jo or Sayo-Hao or How-How or how do you say that? It's to the west of.
Okay, yeah. I see it. Okay, yeah, it really is just a few farms.
See, it looks
but
like
further
I don't know
up
what they
the
are.
Road is Sao Luis,
and that looks like
a little bit more. Oh, but then there's what is this? Fiejo.
That's what I told you. Fiejo has the town.
How far is that from me? Oh man, I am in the middle of the fucking rainforest, dude. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. That's why you have to get to that 364. If you follow that kind of northwest. You would hit all those three major areas.
Okay, well, oh shit. So if he's actually coming, I tell him that I'm gonna meet him in Fiejo.
Wow, okay.
Cause like I think that's my best bet. And I'm gonna have to turn my phone off, but I will turn it on when I get to Fiejo to check in with him.
Okay.
And I take it he's going to agree, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I need to do is, like, I need to travel due west.
Yeah.
What time is it?
So you said, when do you normally wake up?
I normally wake up at 12, but, like, I'm pretty
but
sure the
woke
sun
up a little
woke
bit,
me up.
So, like,
and probably the
woke
mosquitoes
up around,
the size of fucking birds woke me up
so
as well.
So I would say you woke up around 9 or 10.
Okay.
So you did that, and
so
it probably.
So the sun, I can tell it's been rising from the east, right? I'm going to go in the opposite direction.
Okay.
And
yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going to move for the next few hours until it hits its zenith, and then I'm going to stop so I don't fuck up. I'm going to take a goddamn break. And I'm going to forage for food during that hour.
Okay, let's roll to see how successful you are foraging.
Will you accept
for food or are you going to try to gather water?
Water and like fruit.
Oh, you're going to
I'm in the rainforest.
You want to do this for both?
Okay. Yeah, and yeah, there's no animal out here that I'm going to trust to eat for not being fucking poisonous. Yeah. And I swear to God, if I run into like an orb weave or fucking spider web, I'm going to just kill myself. So here we go. My nature check to find some food. I didn't find anything. I rolled a 2 plus 4 is 6.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
So I'm sweating. I'm dying out here.
Okay. So you're walking. You know, I'm going to do a little thing of my own here. Okay. So you're walking.
Yeah.
Let's see if anything happens to you.
This is horrible.
Oh, you're lucky.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so you start to hear some rustlings in the nearby trees and bushes.
Is it a jaguar? Oh, no.
No, but you're lucky that nothing happens.
Okay, nothing comes
out? I was rolling to see if something's going to happen, like a predator or whatever. Okay, but right. I actually rolled a 6, and I was thinking 1 to 6, like nothing happened to you. And if it's anything higher than that, I was going
to
say something.
How long do you think it takes me to get to the road 364?
From where you're at, I would say that would probably take you a few hours.
I think it would take me longer.
Oh, longer?
I think so.
You want to save 6 hours?
It's a thick fucking jungle.
Yeah, you know what's confusing me is I'm trying to look at, but the picture that it's showing me doesn't show that thick of a jungle, so I'm not sure.
Because that, but, oh yeah, that picture, that's actually nowhere near. That's over. That's just, over in the city. It's in that city. What's it called?
Fiejo.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, that's where that is.
So, like, so the dense jungle.
So I am in the fucking jungle.
So I would say maybe six hours.
So 6 hours. I started at 10. I took. An hour. Four. I took an hour break.
So five.
Wait, what?
So that's 5 p.m. now. If you started at 10.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You were confusing me because I was like, it hasn't been 5 hours. What are you talking about? So you're saying I get there by five.
Yeah.
Okay. This is near the equator. Sundown is around 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
what kind of road do I see? I'm zooming in.
Yeah.
Is it like a proper road?
It looks like a...
Oh, it is. It is a proper road.
It does look like a proper
road. Oh, thank God. Oh, it's beautiful.
Doesn't look well traveled, but
it looks like a road. Well, okay. Well, I'm gonna get out to it, and then I'm gonna start.
Oh, I saw something. What? Am I allowed to help you out, or should I just let you go by yourself?
No. You should let me go by myself because I can't see what you're seeing necessarily. So my thought process here is that okay, I've made it to the road, and I need to go north, right?
Okay. Before you made it to the road, you went straight west, right?
Yeah.
Okay. From where I can see you are, you encounter. We may have to do a part two for mine. I feel like this is good enough to where we need to finish yours.
I agree.
Because what I saw right here is you encounter a farm, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what kind of farm it is. I can't see from here, but it's a farm. So that means someone's got to run it, and it has a large structure, the farm building, right? So the farmer sees you.
Okay.
And in Portuguese, he starts yelling at you, and then all of a sudden you hear... with the shotgun, right?
Hey, what are the gun laws in Brazil?
I don't know. But so
okay, well then, obviously, I'm staying the fuck away from him.
But he's pointing it at you because you didn't know. You just because you're going towards the road, and all of a sudden, through this forest at the back, there's actually it shows this whatever this farm is. Mm-hmm. So you would just all of a sudden be like, oh shit, I'm on this land. I didn't know. You didn't know.
Okay,
you
know what I mean? I'm gonna like try and circumspect, go around him.
Well, he's already seen you, and he's that's why he cocked the gun.
Sure, yeah. But it's a shotgun,
and he's yelling.
And shotguns don't go very far. Is it
a sniper rifle? It's like a rifle. Yeah,
yeah. I bet you he can't fucking hit me from that far.
Let's roll. Let's see. Well, I don't. Well, who knows if he even shoots at you? That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to gesture and make it like I'm trying to get to the road. I don't know how to say road in Portuguese. I don't even know how to say it in Spanish. So
what is that? Is that another persuasion check or what is that?
It could be. It would be a persuasion check. I'm going to walk like very, you know, obviously like as if I'm going around his building and stuff. Yeah. Persuasion check. Got a 14.
Okay. So he stops aiming the gun at you, but he doesn't put it away.
Okay,
and,
that's
and
fine.
You hear him just yelling something.
God,
in Portuguese.
I was so hoping to get some water because I'm probably dying at this point.
Do you want to ask him?
No, he's pointing a fucking gun at me.
No, he stopped pointing it at you. He stopped pointing it at you, but he didn't put it away.
Yeah, but he stopped pointing at me because I'm doing what I said I would do.
Oh,
I'm not gonna.
Okay.
I can't go off that path now.
Okay,
so I'm gonna go to the road.
Okay, so you go to the road. Now you're at the road.
Okay, I'm at the road. It's 5 o'clock. It's getting dark. I'm gonna start traveling north.
Okay, let's see if maybe
And then I was going to say, and then I'm going to hitchhike, if anything.
That's what I just rolled to see but no cars go by.
Well, I'm going to keep going. By this time, I'm in a really bad state. How far up the road is the city I'm trying to get to?
Wow, dude. So if I was guessing that it's almost 10 miles from where you were in the forest up to the road, that's probably like 20 miles up the road. Fiejo is.
Okay.
It's like, it looks like it's double.
Well, I'm definitely not making it tonight, but like, is there, where's the nearest into the next building though?
The nearest building is in that Seo.
Okay. Well, how far is it?
That's probably like 5 to 6 miles. That's probably another like eight miles.
So it's almost halfway there?
It's almost halfway there, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go. I'm going to try and hitchhike if there's a car that passes. Does a car pass?
No.
No? What are you rolling over there?
I just want to make it random.
You're okay. I don't know what you're doing over there, but okay. okay, well, if I make it to... If I don't die of dehydration, and I make it to the next house, I am going to knock on the door and ask for water. And I'm pretty sure If I say agua, I'm pretty sure they're going to know I mean water.
Yeah,
say,
I think that they would understand.
Because I'm sure, you know, all their neighboring countries speak Spanish, and I'm pretty sure that's pretty close pronunciation. Okay. But
so you made it to the road at 5 p.m., and now
8 miles is going to take me another hour and a half, and that's if I'm not dying, which I probably am.
So let's say two more hours.
My blistered ass feet.
Because you're tired and your feet hurt.
Okay.
Your back probably really hurts right now.
Yeah, it's 7 at night. I'm going to ask for water.
Yeah, that's not too late. That's what I was wondering. Okay, so 7 at night, you go to this Sao Jiao place, and it's and you're at this Chikara 5, whatever that building. I don't know what they do there.
I wonder if it's a motel.
I mean, maybe they manufacture drugs there, you know? And now you're... No, just playing. No, but you never know what they do, but they probably have water.
Okay, how do I back out of here? I need to see where the fuck I am.
So, now... Okay.
I still can't... Dude, I'm gonna be honest. I'm pretty sure that, like... You got this wrong. That's way more than 10 miles to get through the jungle. I'm pretty sure, like, realistically, that might be, like, 40 miles.
Yo, you think that's 40 miles?
Yes, it could be.
I'll be honest. I don't know. That's what I was saying at the beginning. I don't know how to judge. It doesn't – I don't see a frame of reference where I could, like
– Yeah, I know, and it's a little annoying. But anyways, we're going to go with what you said.
Oh, wait a minute.
There is one here
at the bottom. Where? At least online. There's, like, a little thing that says 10 miles is about an inch, so – No, that's about like that
amount. Oh, you're right. Okay, okay. You got it right. Sweet. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I got it right.
No, that's awesome. That's good news.
Yeah.
Where is this place?
Sao Jiao.
Oh, Chikara 5.
Yeah. What you is see this that, place? Right?
It's got ratings. Hold on. Let's look up this. It's got photos. Hold on. What is this place? Okay, I see nature. Is it a restaurant? It's a grill, dude.
Oh, is it?
It is. It's like a little like hotel getaway place.
Oh, dude, you're safe.
I mean, I'm going to ask them for water and I'm going to say, you know, American, you know. I'm gonna turn on my phone for a translator.
Yeah.
I don't know how much battery I got left, but I shut it off immediately when I took off. So I'm going to say like, lost.
Mm-hmm.
Need to get to, what's the name of the city?
Fiejo.
Need to get to Fiejo and meet a friend. Okay. And like, can someone give me a ride?
Okay. I don't think you have to roll anything. I think someone
would be like, this dude's dying.
Yeah, they would give you food and water. And I don't
think so? Oh my God.
I think
to the wrong establishment, boy.
Yeah. No. Oh, maybe. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think they're going to give you a 5-star course dinner, but like, they'll probably give you whatever, like the leftovers of something and like water. You know what I mean?
I mean, I hope so.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to be.
So at that point, I will. Oh, charger. A charger for my phone.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask them, like, can I just charge my phone? And if they let me, then I think I'm out of the woods.
I think I'll be honest with you. I really, now that I looked up this place, I don't see why they would not let you do that.
Well, because they might think I'm some homeless crazy person.
I mean, with a phone and like, maybe you're right. I don't know.
But I think I'm making a good case, but I mean, they might just give me water and let me charge my phone. I might not get food.
Maybe. Yeah, that's
but
true.
But like...
But right now, water is kind of the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Absolutely.
So, okay.
And, okay, so can I make a persuasion check to see if they'll take me to... I can't remember the name of the city.
Oh, if they'll take you there? Fiejo.
Fiejo. Yeah. If someone could give me a ride to Fiejo, which is up the road.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see if you... Okay,
persuasion. I rolled a 9.
No.
Okay. That's fine. I'll take the water. I'll charge my phone. I'll update with the artist. I'll keep calling him.
How long are you going to wait there?
Am I going to wait there?
Yeah.
Until my phone's at 100%.
So how long do you think that takes for you to charge your phone from 20% to 100%?
I don't know. Like 2 hours? What are you rolling?
Okay. In after about 40 minutes, they tell you, you got to go.
Ooh.
They're starting to think, like, they're starting to get, like, okay.
No, this won't work.
Like, you're
after 40 minutes?
Yeah, you're wearing your welcome. Like, they're...
Really?
They're,
40, yeah. For 40 minutes?
40 minutes. Uh-huh. Okay, an hour, whatever you want to say, your phone's not fully charged. That's the thing.
So my phone's at 60%.
Yeah,
that's
Your phone's at 60%.
That's absolutely fine. I'm going to update with the artist, let him know where I am, and let him know that I'm going to continue on my way, but I'm going to probably try and find a place to sleep.
Okay.
since I've worn out my welcome here, despite anything else going on, I will move along.
I mean, hey, I've actually done that here.
I think that this is one of those situations where I know I just got to power through, mm-hmm. and I think I'm gonna shuffle through the night.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Because how far is it from here? Would you say it's another 10 miles?
From this place to Fifiejo, it looks like that's gonna be like 25 miles, maybe.
No, it's maybe not.
Maybe 20 miles.
No, it's not. I'm looking at the mile thing right here. It looks like it's about 7 or 8 of those to get to Chicara do Chaga, which is a place in Fiejo.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at what you're looking at. Look, there's a mile thing. Mm-hmm. I would say about 7 or 8 of those. 7 or 8 of those to get from here to there.
Oh, mine looks different.
Why?
Oh, wait. I'm starting from your original point.
Okay.
My bad. Oh, from the Chicara place. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
like thank God.
Yeah, I was looking at the original area.
So I think I can get there we'll say a few hours. Mm-hmm. So now it's what? It's like 9 at night?
Yeah.
Now, my main problem here is that it's supposed to take the artist 3 days to get here. Mm-hmm. Although, why would it take him 3 days if he just flew here?
Who said he's flying there?
But I would literally pay him.
Oh,
to
you
fly
would pay.
Here.
Yeah,
oh,
you
absolutely.
Would pay him. Okay, we'll retcon that.
Okay,
isn't that what you guys?
Yeah, that's it'd be a retcon. Okay, so I say, hey man, I'm actually going to be here. Like, I will pay for your plane ticket. Like, please meet me here. And do you think he'll do it?
Let's do a persuasion check with advantage because he was already going to help you.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I'll give you $1,000 on top of it.
Yeah. Okay,
hold on. I might crit. Okay. Because then if I crit, he'll be like, dude, don't eat the
money. Oh, you're right. Yeah.
But anyways, right. So I succeed. I rolled a 15.
Okay.
Okay. So he's going to probably be able to get here by tomorrow.
Yeah. He'll definitely get there by tomorrow, probably afternoon.
Yeah. Okay. In that case, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to try and find a place where homeless people are sleeping and sleep there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's not going to be impossible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You find,
are you trying to get me into a bum fight? I see you picking up the dice.
You find this homeless place, right?
Okay, yeah, sure. This homeless place.
Okay. This guy comes up to you, right? And he starts mumbling something.
I don't like you.
Yeah.
My friend doesn't like you either. Yeah.
Well, you don't know what he's saying.
Sure.
Because it's in Portuguese.
But in my head, I'm reliving Star Wars, A New Hope.
But, yeah, exactly. But you can definitely read body language, and you can see the intent on his face. He doesn't look friendly, and all of a sudden, and you see him grab something out of the back of his like pants. It looks like a sharp metal piece of like an end piece of a.
Is he like shooing it? Is he telling me like get out of here?
No,
he's not
telling you get out of there.
He's just being angry and about to stab.
He looks like he's waving like you give him something. Like he's like pointing this metal sharp thing at you,
and he's going, asking like, for something,
he's speaking in Portuguese, and he's going like,
"Oh, I'm gonna leave. Fuck that."
Okay, he pursues you. He's not like
oh, okay, he's gonna chase me?
Yeah, he's okay, gonna chase you. Well. He's actually stopping you from even moving. He's trying to corner you in.
How is he cornering me? I'm walking up to a place and he's like, I would just turn around.
Okay, then he chases you.
Yeah, he chases me. So like I'll try and outrun him with an athletics check.
Okay, let's do that.
I have a +1. Let's okay. see. I rolled a 14.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This guy is so, like, bad shape. He cannot keep up with you whatsoever. And by the time you've already taken, like, you know, 5 to 10 steps or whatever running, mm-hmm. he has tripped over himself and fallen.
So, okay, great.
So you run away from there.
Gotcha.
And he can't follow.
Okay. So I guess I'll try and find a different place, maybe with out other people if I can.
Probably.
A place that's, like, out of the way. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna try and sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's simple enough. I think you could find a place where nobody's there and you're hidden enough to where you could sleep.
Well, if I wake up, if I wake up, uh-huh. I'm gonna turn on my phone, mm-hmm. and then it's just kind of biding my time until the artist shows up.
Yeah. There are also, I don't know if you zoomed into Fiejo, but there are also definitely many, many, many buildings here that you mm-hmm. can definitely tell them, hey, I'm at this building.
Exactly. So like, we'll coordinate it.
Yeah, and I don't think, that's what I'm trying to say, is that there's no trouble for him to find you now. So I honestly believe Because
yeah, the next so step- let's say he finds me. I think the next step is like, dude, like, get me some food, please. And then, like, let's go.
Yeah. And I wouldn't see why he wouldn't do that.
I would give him the biggest hug. Yeah, I made it. I made it home.
Yeah. Yeah.
I made it home. With... And I also have like a crazy story to tell people when I get back.
I think you made it home a few pounds lighter and a few dollars less.
Yeah.
You
know, I don't give a fuck. I'm happy to be alive.
Yeah.
And also, well, obviously we're getting a new bed because I left it in the Amazon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I was about to say,
if somehow, the bed was there when I got home, I'd burn it. I don't know if it was a bed, but like it had to be something.
Yeah, that's true. No, I feel like why would it teleport back? I don't know. I feel like it's there now. Yeah. Now somebody who's trekking through that jungle is going to come across this bed and be like, "What the fuck?
So
like,
why is there a magic tower in the middle of the Amazon?"
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
But you made it home, Will.
I can't believe I made it home.
You know what? For everyone listening, I want to know if you would have done anything different than Will chose. And also, the next episode, don't forget, it's going to be part two, where let's see if I will survive.
I will say this. Without my cell phone, it would have been drastically different because like I wouldn't have known where I was. I wouldn't have been able to tell anybody. And it would have meant I would have had to choose a direction. And if I chose wrong, I would have gone deeper into the Amazon. And then it would have turned into like, well, Will... can you survive out here? And then if I did, like, I mean, there's a chance I never get out. I just live the rest of my days as an Amazonian wild man.
I know, right?
I mean, which won't be long because, you know, all it's going to take is like a broken ankle or a bad sickness and I'm done for. But anyways, that's not what happened. I made it home. Yeah, I'm okay, guys.
Your cell phone saved you.
Yes, big cell time. Phone saves.
Yeah. But dude, could you imagine?
I just did.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Once again, I'm Fritz Frivolous, and this has been Dude, Could You Imagine? If you would like to support our show, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine or leave us an Apple Podcast review. Don't forget, we would love to hear from you, and you can subscribe to us on Instagram at dude_couldyouimagine, on Twitter at DCYImagine, and on our YouTube channel where you can leave a like and a comment. You can also let us know what you are imagining by emailing us at dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com. Until next time, folks, this is Fritz Frivolous reminding you to keep on imagining.
But take a picture of myself and the thing. And I will just be literally, I woke up here. There's a fucking mattress in the middle of the goddamn Amazon.
I'm sorry. I just pictured this. You're taking the most survivalist sale selfie that you could ever take because your survival depends on this. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay.